following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And we are here with one of our very, very favorite guests of all, Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, it's always a wonderful treat when you're here on the show.
Well, I always like to be here because I'm so excited to be talking to all of our listeners.
Well, I'm excited you're here too because the month of January is all about preparation, planning, and what I call new beginnings. You know, a lot of families have been, you know, with their senior loved ones over the holiday season, and it seems like they come away with kind of some revelation sometimes. This is a big time of year of where they kind of sit back and think, wow, I don't know. You know, a lot of people haven't seen their parents for a while.
Yeah.
And then they go see their parents and it's like, wow, I didn't realize how, you know, hard it is for mom to get out of a chair.
Right.
Or, you know, I didn't realize that dad was getting confused so often, you know, when he's talking to me. And, you know, this is, I'm sure in your work and what you do, you're kind of learning a little bit about that with families. Is that true?
Yes, that happens all the time. Another avenue that communication happens is when siblings or other family members come in and the primary caregiver has been involved with their loved mm-hmm. one on a daily basis or weekly basis, and they don't see the things that the other people come in
Very
to.
True.
And so then what happens is there can be some defensiveness of the current daily, weekly caregiver that says, well, I've been doing all of these things correctly. What do you mean mom can't do that? Well, yes, she can. And then the sibling may share a story that they saw. And so first of all, I want to talk to all the caregivers who are helping their family members. Please, please know that you are doing your very best. I know that you are. It is a
Absolutely.
Very hard job. And so in this time, when you have gotten some feedback from your family members or friends, take it as objectively as you can and not as a jab at you, because you are there and you
so
are
true.
Listening to all of the stories of your mom or dad, and you are listening to the pushback that happens when people want to stay independent. So pat yourself on the back, stand up straight and tall, because you are doing a really good job.
Yes.
So I want to start with that today because it gets weary. But along the same lines, when those aha moments come or when someone is challenging your perspective, try to be objective about that and go, you know what? Maybe mom has had, you know, a difference in her personality and I've just adjusted to it. Or, you know, maybe she's not remembering to always have her walker. When I go to visit her, the walker is in the bedroom and not next to her chair. And then you get exasperated because you are like, mom, all you have to do is remember your walker. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think we can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah,
it's
we're
like
too close.
We get so caught into a rhythm and a routine. Like, I remember when I took care of my mom, okay? I knew how to handle her wheelchair. I knew exactly how she got in the wheelchair. I knew what we would do. And it's like I was kind of blinded to other things because I had my groove.
That's right. Well, you had the mechanics of the
day.
Yes,
yes.
You know, we can't talk about holistic health care
exactly.
in terms of her emotional and social, uh-huh. you know, things going on. I'm talking about mechanics of getting
yes.
mom to the bathroom.
Yes.
Come on. Yeah, I want her to be happy, but we're talking about the reality of life.
Yeah.
And so that's the piece that sometimes at this time of year, you mm-hmm. can have the gift of another perspective.
Well, and I think there's two. Was talking about adjusting to a new normal. I think some of us take so much ownership, which I love, by the way,
yeah.
of I can handle this, that we sometimes forget our own lives.
Yep.
And, you know, we get lost in the minutia or they, you know, they what I always say, we go down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did that. And so when all of a sudden mom or dad's needs increase to the point where your life is starting to, you know, be compromised.
Right.
And that's the thing where you as a family need to be able to determine when that is. It's about finding a new way to be.
Right. And Suzanne, you have brought up exactly what I'm dealing with now with all of our clients. And I applaud every one of my families that I'm working with because currently the primary caregiver of in home or trying to keep mom or dad at home is exhausted. Mm-hmm. And they're exactly where you've described, but they have the courage to say, I'm going to explore what the options are. I don't know what's best for my mom or dad, but I need to explore because my husband and I need a life, or this has just gotten to be too much. I walk into my mom's house and I see that the food hasn't been eaten that I left in the morning. And my mom needs more support, but what I do,
yeah.
I beat myself up as the caregiver that I'm not there. Stop. Call somebody and say, help me know what my options are. Be proactive. Along the same line, do it before there's a huge accident.
Oh my gosh.
It is
so true, Daphne.
It is so
it's
important.
Like, and there's simple things like we just talked not too long ago to Sean D'Amelio from With a Little Help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about the fact that why do people wait until it's beyond a need to call home care? It's like, you know, you could establish a relationship today before you ever need it with a home care agency, with any sort of service that might help you in the future. So then you don't have that headache when you're beyond having to have the need.
You know what? It's not even a headache. It's a crisis moment.
Yeah.
I mean, at least have the conversations to know I want to align myself with a home care company.
Yes.
I want them to know who my dad is. I want them to know where we're at, that they can have us on the radar. So when I reach my limit or my dad agrees to some care, we don't have to start from square one.
Mm-hmm.
We can be a lot more quickly to get somebody into the home. That's an excellent point. Another thing is just know what your options are before things happen.
Yes,
you know,
very true.
And if you're having, this is key, if you're having thoughts that something might be happening or something is changing, then that's the time to really move forward.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you clues. React to the clues.
And we are talking to our greatest information lady in the world, and that is Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And we haven't really talked about what Pinnacle's role in all of this, in the, you know, adjusting to this new way of thinking. So tell us a little bit about what Pinnacle does and where you serve.
So I would be one of those people that you could call. My services are completely free to the consumer. I'm paid like a realtor. Yes, I am definitely paid, but not by the families. I am here to be of information post to you, where myself or any one of the advisors that I have on my team would be able to answer your questions and start mm-hmm. the process. We work everywhere from Skagit County down to Thurston County. We have many people that are available for you to tap into, and we'll get the right person to you. But most importantly, what I want you to hear right now is it's just a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
No decisions are being made. You're not going to get hounded with emails mm-hmm. or newsletters or phone calls. Or
no.
This is a conversation where we have a relationship with you that walks in this journey with you and your loved one.
Right. And I think the thing that really is important with all this is, like you say, and I talk about this in helping with your parent to discuss. I think one of the things that I really emphasize is it's never good to spring something on a senior.
Nope.
Like, oh, by the way, Dad, we've decided you're moving into assisted living. That's going to go about over like a lead balloon.
Yep.
Instead, have the conversation of, you know, Mom and Dad, I would like to set a time someday to have a discussion about what will happen when it's time. Because I want to honor who you are and what your values are. And so at those times, it's great to call you.
Yes.
And have you be a facilitator and somebody that can be that information post that can help the family understand, you know, what are the options out there and how does it all fit together?
That's
which
exactly
is really,
right.
really interesting.
That is when to call me. I just met with a family yesterday and we were all moving forward to go and look at communities of care. At 7 o'clock at night, I get the phone call from the gentleman who needs the care and he says, Daphne, we're going to wait another month. And I'm like, you know what? That is so fine. He's apologizing. I said, please don't apologize. This is a journey and you're gathering information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here when you need me in the way that you need me.
Right.
Please reach out. The best way to get a hold of me at Pinnacle Senior Placements is at 855-734-1500. Again, that's 855-734-1500.
That's important.
It is.
And obviously, you're going to help them with a lot of different options. Like, for example, what if dad needs home care?
Yep.
What if dad served in the military? You're going to help hook him up with maybe some, you know,
financial support.
Yeah. You're going to be able to help them kind of look at that whole overall picture to say, the other thing is maybe they have a home that will support them to stay home and they can have in-home care. So there's so many different options, but the worst thing in the world families can do is avoid having these conversations.
That's right.
And that's one of the things I think that you're really a great way shower and facilitator to help those conversations happen.
It is absolutely what I love. A family that I had this week, 90-year-old gentleman, and was brought to tears with the thought of leaving his home. Wow. And the daughter and son-in-law are very supportive and have a great relationship. But it took a third party for him to be able to just see the reality of what was happening versus having the buffer between the familial relationship. Mm-hmm. And so reach out for support. There's lots of support out there. Find somebody who can walk the journey with you.
And the beauty of it is that you can still be the daughter or the son.
Yes.
And you don't have to be the drill sergeant. You don't have to be that person that you know, your parent is going to feel that dynamic, because a lot of that is that piece.
It is.
And you can just sit there and go along with the journey and be there for support.
That's
and
right.
I think
love
that's
them.
The yes.
Just love them.
Be there. Be that quality person.
Yeah.
So again, Daphne, how do we reach you? And tell us about your website.
Well, my website is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com. And that's placements with an S. And my phone number is 855-734-1500, and I look forward to hearing from any and all of you to just gather some information.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and to everyone
else. It's a brand new year.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.